Listen to a conversation about an architecture class. Interesting lecture today, didn't you think?
Well, I suppose, but I had never heard of the Bauhaus, and I'm not clear on something. Was it someplace you'd go to, or was it more of a genre or a movement of some sort? You know, like Baroque or Impressionism?
No, it was an actual design school located in Germany, founded by Walter Gropius. His goal was to combine technical skill and artistic talent, and by doing this create a new form of architecture and applied arts.
Okay, so that explains why the professor mentioned how certain people had to study with both a craftsperson and an artist.
Right. Before anybody could actually begin their formal training, they had to take workshops that were taught by both a craftsperson, who emphasized technical expertise, and an artist.
Interesting.
And the Bauhaus founders also departed from the notion of arts being a form of luxury object. They wanted to produce functional art to be enjoyed by everybody, not just the wealthy.
Were they making some sort of social statement?
Well, perhaps. I don't know. But it did mean that Bauhaus creations had their own artistic beauty, and that instead of being individually handcrafted like something you'd see in, I don't know, Gothic cathedral, they were produced by machines in large quantities.
Is the Bauhaus still around?
I don't think so, but judging by the amount of time on our class schedule that we're going to be devoting to it, its effects must have outlived it.